rich, rich soil.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a cement strip that goes by the houses in the neighborhood.
Sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. And what's one of those, what would you call a neighborhood street is referred to as what? Would it just be a street? Well, what's the difference between a street and a boulevard?
Well, a boulevard is usually pretty large, lined with trees, perhaps, things like that.
Is that the word that you would use in El Paso for one of these places? Would you say boulevard, or?
I doubt it.
What would you call it?
We just probably call it just a street.
Okay.
I don't know what other people do, but.
Some people say avenue. paved roads are called.
Paved roads? I don't know what else to call them.
What would you call an unpaved road?
Well, dirt road, probably.
Okay. A road through a mountain?
Mountain road? I don't know what
else
you would use.
That's fine. Badlands. What do you call badlands? Would you call them badlands?
Probably.
I think we would out here.
Unless it's Alkali Gulch or something like that.
Yeah.
Because some badlands are so out, you can just literally see the alkali.
That's right, and they test cars out there. What are those alkaline
plants? But that's in Nevada, isn't it?
But we have
that
them out
salt.
Here too.
But that's isn't that salt
mm-hmm.
area in Nevada?
Mm-hmm. But we actually have them on the
oh,
way
yeah.
to Carlsbad, and
yeah.
then
we have a lot of alkaline
in Mexico
here.
Too. When you want to plant a plant. You dig a
hole.
Mm-hmm. And if something that's smaller than the Franklin Mountains would be called?
Hill.
Uh-huh. And what would a draw be?
What's the small canyon?
Okay. And the one the water falls over, a cliff, you call it a?
Waterfall?
Mm-hmm. And if you're rafting and it gets really rough, you call that what kind of part of the river? Or what kind of water do you call that?
Well, it's rough water, but I don't know what they, maybe we don't have anything like that here.
Yeah. Well, some of the rafting companies refer to it as whitewater.
Whitewater.
Have you heard that?
Mm-hmm. Come to think of it, I have heard of it.
Okay. Some wildflowers?
Yeah. Well, of course, bluebonnet was, but we don't have any around here.
Yeah.
At least not, they do have some cultivated ones, they have. Well, sunflowers certainly. Originally that. Sage, I don't know what else. Yucca plants, of course, have flowers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would a small rock be?
Pebble.
A pebble, okay, and bigger than that?
Just a rock, as far as I can tell.
Bigger than
stone.
A rock? Would a stone be bigger than a rock, or is a rock bigger than a stone?
No, I guess the stone is bigger.
Or are they the same?
It could be the same.
How big is a rock?
I don't know.
Let's see.
I don't know that, I didn't know that there was a
people
limit.
Think there is. Some people think there is a perceptual
between stone
difference.
And rock.
Yeah. Some people think a stone is really big. Well, I mean, what are our walls built out of? You said rock. So those are rocks, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're large.
Okay, rocks are large. Are stones necessarily small, then?
No. I don't think so.
Because that could just as easily be a stone wall.
Because you have Stonehenge.
Mm-hmm.
Those are great big pieces.
Okay. So it doesn't really matter. Okay. These terms are roughly referring to society. This next set. And let me just check my tape here. I think what I'll do is